Andrew Kelleher.
Morning, Mike.
And I like what I see in the global dairy this morning.
Yeah, let's start with the positive stuff before we delve into interest rates, where the news gets a little less effusive. Fonterra Global Dairy Trade Auction run overnight. If we go back to sort of June, July, we had a couple of quite alarming falls in the Global Dairy Trade Index, including that quite big 4.9% fall back on the 7th of July. Since then, though, it's been a positive run, and good news is that trend has continued overnight. At the headline, a 0.9% rise in the overall index. Bit of variability across the product lines, notably weakness in cheddar, that was down 6.6%. Butter and milk fats had small falls there, but the important commodities, though, being skim milk powder and whole milk powder, actually reasonably divergent outcomes. Whole milk powder, very small fall, 0.1%, sort of tracking sideways, really. Still well below the highs that we saw in 2025. Star of the show last night, though, was skim milk powder, up 5.3%. So if I look at the average price achieved last night at the auction, Mike, it's at the highest level since 2022. So there's demand out there for skim milk powder. It's holding up the product ranges, really, I suppose. This, in summary, I guess you'd say, Mike, a continuation of general reasonable demand with pockets of strong demand. So all good.
We will take it. And 25, you're in that camp as well today?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had the read on the dairy, one of the pillars of the strong agri-economy. Now for the big show today. So Dr. Anna Brennan, she's freshly back from her little work trip to Jackson Hole, where she was hanging out with all the other global central bankers. It's a completely irrelevant point, Mike. Have you ever said Jackson Hole is in the middle of Wyoming?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, isn't there an easier place to get to? I mean, the middle of Wyoming.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're in a private jet.
Probably. Anyway, she steps up to the lectern today. It's a double header. You've got the OCR review and the monetary policy statement. For central bank boffins, and I probably fall into that category, it's a big day. Lots of information to digest. Yeah, my expectation is that the Reserve Bank will lift the OCR by 25 basis points to 2.75. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm interested that you were talking about this, I wouldn't be surprised if it is a consensus call. So there will be full agreement of the Monetary Policy Committee. The reason for that is I think the dialogue from the central bank has been quite clear that there is a desire to normalise monetary policy settings, so move the OCR closer to a neutral level. Recent data hasn't really provided any reason to change that view. The neutral level can be debated, but it's definitely higher than 2.5%, and inflation is currently too high compared to the RBNZ target range. And just consider some very simple numbers here, Mike. Let's make it really simple. The OCR's at 2.5%, inflation's at 4.1%. If I look at Australia, their cash rate is at 4.35%, significantly higher than ours, and their CPI is at 3.5%. So on that very simple comparison, our settings look a little too easy. Just of interest, Mike, Westpac survey a whole lot of their market participants, a whole lot of their clients. They did this last week. There's 92 of them. Then 79% of those people expect a 25 basis point lift. So it's not completely universal. Most expect it to be a consensus call, and 64%, so two-thirds, expect the OCR to hit 3% by the end of the year. Now, the real disagreement is what happens after that.
Yes.
So we get to 2.75. Do we finish the year at 3? And then what's the peak going to be? What happens in 2027? We get some insight into that in the OCR track today. The market's sort of, the RBNZ is indicating sort of 3.25. Market's saying a little bit higher. There are economists out there that say the peak could be, you know, closer to 4%.
Top, I think that's, topless says 4.
Yeah, and I think it's too hard to call until you actually see what happens to the CPI outcome. I was going to talk about bond markets, but you've sort of given that read. They're not looking
Don't
great
impress
overnight.
Me. I mean, what do you do? What about all that stuff? What about the agriculture and the jobs and the jolts and the, I mean, anything good happen overnight?
Not really. So this is US data, right? There's a lot of it. They're sort of flash PMI, a bit higher than expected. That was good. But ISM manufacturing a little bit weaker. Prices paid a little bit higher. New orders a bit weaker. So that not a great combo. Jolts were a little bit weaker. Of course, the big news overnight is what's happened with Brent crude. And so for does it ever, I mean, I suppose this is too obvious to state, isn't it? But for a country that's been completely, apparently obliterated, they still keep
there's
mobbing
a lot,
this
There's
up.
A lot left in the cupboard, isn't there? And once they destroyed everything, they seem to find a whole new military.
A whole lot more, yeah. So anyway, let's not state the obvious.
No, what are the numbers?
So the market's a little bit weaker on the back of higher rates and higher oil. The Dow Jones is down 392 points, 0.74%, 52,793. The S&P 500 down 0.69, 53 points, 7632. And a 1% fall in the NASDAQ, 26,104. The FTSE 100 lost a third of a percent overnight, 10,789. Small fall in the Nikkei, 66215. The Shanghai Composite, small fall, 3975. Small fall in the ASX 200, down 9 points, 9067, and we're definitely backing away from the 14,000 mark on the NZX 50, 13,786, down just under 1% overnight. Kiwi dollar weaker overnight, 0.5890 against the US, 0.8241 Aussie, 0.5083 against the euro, 0.4359 pounds, 94.39 Japanese yen. Gold backing down as well, $4,343 US dollars, and Brent crude $94.50.
And the move. All right, mate, see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.